Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 5th, 2026. And I'm very, very grateful you're here, and I hope in some way, and I'll tell you why I say that, that in some way I am able to help you a little bit, although the chances of that run pretty lean, you know. So I try to offer to you something of maybe an enigma in some ways, but in other ways, maybe it's something that can really sink in. My question today comes from Susan, who lives, let me see where she lives, in Seattle, Washington. She listens to our podcast regularly, she says. I'm grateful for that, I am. And she asks, how much does hope play in our lives? I'm hoping things will change. Is that a prayer? And then she goes into the things that she wants, that she hopes for. And a lot of it has to do with peace on earth, goodwill towards men kind of thing. And, you know, don't we all want that to various degrees? But not much, because here's the deal. Hope means you fix it, you do it, but I'm not necessarily going to do anything different with my life than I ever have. And that's the problem with hope. Nothing ever really gets done. I hope this, I hope that. You have to understand the world you live in, the universe you live in a little bit. Things happen in the order and the succession of the way we are. What we deem important, where we live from in the importance of our life. And most people in this planet, on this earth, live strictly for the idea of their own survival. It's a biological thing for most of us. So, hope? Hope for what? What if you take away something I had hoped for? Or what if something I hoped for doesn't come to pass? How am I to come to a conclusion about that in my thoughts? How am I to interpret that and relegate that to my daily living? How am I supposed to do that? People live not because they're principled and have a sense, shall we say, of character, which is something that I find sorely lacking in human beings. If you have a sense of character and you are not living your life in accord with your desires, your ambition, your pride is a big one, then something might happen inside you, but it might be, the results might be terribly different from what you had hoped for. I have found in my own life, Susan, that a lot of the things I hoped for never came to pass the way I wanted them to. Everything that I hoped for was selfish and full of self-preservation, greed even, I think. I don't trust the Gregory Edward of me. I don't. So I don't go there. I move away from it. I think that for the great many years of my human existence, it's been very disappointing. I watch the way people are. I watch the way they live. I watch how they think. I watch how they judge, how they analyze. You know, if you really want to understand the nature of your life, that is one thing. But if you only want what you want, hope can be nothing more than the extension of my greed, my selfishness, and my pride. A great rabbi spent years in solitude meditating on the mystery of the divine in all things. This is a story. When he finally returned to live among men and women, his eyes shone with the beauty of what he discovered. Many seekers came to him to ask for his truth. And yet, he was always reluctant to answer them, to put it into words, because these things can't be put into words. Pressed for years, he finally relented, and with eloquent words gave a feeble approximation of what he had discovered in his journeys, his inner journeys. Well, the Seekers took the words with them everywhere. They spoke them, they wrote them, they created sacred texts about them. Religious societies were formed, all of which were repeating his words, but not having the experience of his words. His words spread, and the rabbi became deeply disheartened. He said, "I had hoped to help, but perhaps I shouldn't have spoken at all." I understand what he means. If there is a way to twist words, if there's a way to twist thoughts, if there's a way to take a higher truth and bring it down to the level of a, you know, my intellect, my ego, my Gregory Edward Penn will do that, and yours will too. You can't listen to the human part of you. It is sacrilegious, as it were, to take the divine and try to make it practical, reasonable, logical. You have to drop all logic and reasoning to be able to understand how this life works. No one ever taught us how life works. No one ever sat you or me down and said, "This is what you need to know about life in order to live a meaningful existence." We just don't do that. This isn't what we're about. This isn't what we're interested in. So we run around trying to make our beliefs and our hopes fit whatever it is that we think life should be. It doesn't work. We are mentally ill. We're a society of mentally ill people. I've had many, many students who are mentally ill. And they came to me trying to hide it, trying to suppress it, and trying to find a way that they didn't have to awaken by looking at themselves, self-realization. They just didn't want to do it, and they don't like doing it. Who wants to look at themselves and realize that what they had hoped for that they were is not what they are? Most people are weak. They have no character. They have no ability to rise above that and to seek the way, the truth, and the light from a place inside them they never go that is accessible. It is consciousness. It is developing consciousness. We are here to love, to realize we are love. That is a very difficult thing for people to do. In fact, for most people, it's impossible. You are love. Susan, you are. And if you allow yourself to be meditative, to be quiet enough inside, you will find you understand that you are that love. Therefore, when you discover that, then you can live loved. And that makes a big difference rather than living in the hopes of something that we will never achieve on the inside of ourselves. I have a former student. He's a piece of work, really, he is. And he was with me for many years. Never did anything I really asked him to do. Didn't do any inner work. Couldn't look at himself. He just wanted to pity himself. And of course, you know, he went nuts and is nuts. But nuts means that he just lived in the shrine of his ego and his pettiness. And that's what he became. And in doing so, he lost his hope for something better. And of course, you know, what happens there? You quit. You think, "Oh, what's the use?" You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your life? So rather than living in hope and desire, ambition and pride, maybe it would be a good idea to live beyond the thoughts that you have and discover the other shore within you. That other shore is love. And that's all we're here for. That's all we are. Is love. We are love. And if you allow yourself to have that experience, wonderful things do happen. Susan, thank you for your email and for all the things you said about Aspire, and I deeply appreciate it. Let love live you, dear. Let love live you. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.